Hi everyone, it's Alex. I just wanted to mention because multiple people have messaged me asking. We do now have a Discord server. It was originally only for patrons, but we have opened it up to the public, and the link will be in the description. So if that's something you're interested in, if you want to talk to other listeners of the podcast, if you want to talk to some of the crew, if you want to share theories or talk about the podcast, that is in the show notes. And I hope you enjoy the episode. Sorry, this one's a bit late. Hi, it's Alex again. I forgot to mention this, but voting for the Audioverse Awards is now open. So if you would like to vote for us, that would be very lovely. The link will be in the show notes if you want to find that really easily. Actually, bye now. Enjoy the episode.
Did Nikki say which room they were in?
All his message said was that he's somewhere in the hotel.
Did Naomi text anyone?
No.
They've got to be in here somewhere.
Nikki, you definitely said they were in here.
Yep.
No clue how long it'll take to find him.
Did he say anything else?
Something about a courtroom?
I think I know where they are.
Wow, you really haven't been looking after my instruments, have you?
I don't know what you expected me to do. I can't play.
You had 3 months to learn.
Well, I'm sorry. I was a bit busy being sad.
You could have expressed that through music. You could have written me a song. I could have come back to a song about me.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have loved to come back to a song about how dead you are.
Maybe I would love a song about how dead I am. You don't know.
I think Mulder wants a walk.
Yeah, looks like it.
Want me to take him?
No, we can both go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, it'll be nice to get outside, you know, see the town again.
Okay, if you're sure.
Can I ask you a question?
If you must.
Why are you so mad about being back here?
I'm sorry.
Aren't you happy to be back?
Not at all.
Why not?
This small world isn't made for us.
It's rather too much.
And some of us have family back in the spirit world.
We've been dead for quite some time. We're used to our world. We want to get back to our normality.
To us, your world is just a bright, loud, painful reminder of how we die. So, clearly we want to leave as soon as possible.
I see.
Okay, who's gonna tell me what's going on here?
The cat's called Senator Toebeans?
Yeah.
Aster has great naming skills.
If I ever meet Aster, remind me to congratulate them on being the funniest person on the planet. I wish my cat naming skills were that good.
They are.
What's your cat called?
Cowboy.
Really?
Yup.
Marie, you have to tell her the full name.
Cowboy Hat. Cowboy Hat the Cat.
I love it. Anyone for tea?
Yes, please.
Is there any coffee?
I'll have a look.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you thought about it?
Mm-hmm.
About leaving here? Coming to stay with me?
I have.
And
I think I'd like to.
Tonight?
Quiet. Now, mortals, which one of you brought us back?
Well,
you see,
I want answers. Well,
Barnabas, have you considered maybe...
Considered what?
That maybe it wasn't one of us, huh?
Well, was it one of you?
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Aster.
It was me.
It was me.
What?
What? It was me. I'm the one who brought you back. Do with me what you will.
I see.
It is so good to be back.
I bet it is. What are you doing?
I'm feeding the lake.
You're feeding the lake an apple?
Yeah, I used to come here all the time. I always bring it food.
You bring the Tooth Lake real people food?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Like, real human food that humans eat?
Well, it's that all the humans, so yeah. What? Don't laugh at me.
I'm just so happy you're home.
What is your name?
Stephanie. Stephanie Wright.
And did you, or did you not, summon us to the mortal world?
I did. Look, she... But...
Let her do this. She knows what she's doing.
Would you please make your statement? Explain to us why you have brought us here.
I wasn't trying to summon you. A friend of my kid wanted to see his friend, who until recently we believed passed away a few months ago. I tried to summon him, and it didn't work. Because he isn't dead. And because we didn't have the proper answers for the paperwork. So, something went wrong, and I ended up summoning too many spirits. Which is how of all of you got here, I suppose.
I'd expect better from a senior necromancer. Jury?
Didn't like it.
Oh.
I don't really care. I just want to go home.
So it's settled. Stephanie Wright will be killed.
Stephanie Wright will be what?
But first, we need a vessel. You.
Me?
Yes, you. Step forward, boy.
No.
What?
I won't do it. Whatever it is you want me to do, my answer is no.
Fine. You. Step forward.
What are you going to make me do?
You won't be doing anything. I'm simply asking to inhabit your body for a short while so I can kill Miss Wright over here. Us ghosts can't touch the mortal world, you see. We need a vessel.
And you're choosing me?
It will only be for but a few moments, and then you shall have your body back. And don't worry. I'll be the one killing her. You'll have no blood upon your hands.
I don't see it that way.
That's unfortunate.
Is that...
Pick up the sword, Naomi.
No! I won't kill her!
Pick up the sword.
No.
Then you leave me no choice.
Do you think the others are okay? I feel kind of guilty for not going with them and keeping you here with me.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
I hope so.
What are they doing again?
You know, they're trying to send ghosts back to the spirit world.
Wouldn't that be a job for the necromancers?
Too many ghosts. Too little time.
Ah, I see. But they're okay.
I mean, they should be. They've always been okay before.
Good. So who's for another board game?
Yes,
that seems to have worked nicely. Now, where were we?
You were about to kill me, right?
Ah, yes. Thank you for the reminder.
No problem, dear.
Now, this sword is quite special, you know, in that mortals can't use it by themselves. They have to have one of us inhabit their body for it to be of any use to them at all. It was hidden under the hotel centuries ago. We call it the Spirit Sword. It's our sword. Our weapon. Without us, it can't be used. And that's what makes
us... If you're going to kill me, I think I'd prefer if you just did it. I didn't come here for a history lesson.
If you insist, Miss Wright. But I'll warn you. This won't be painless.
I'm well prepared for that. Just get it over with. Please.
As you wish.
What?
I told you I wouldn't do it.
No. No, 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 no. This should... What?
Did you just...
You know you shouldn't have been able to do that, right?
You killed my husband, you...
Holy shit.
Okay. We don't know what's going on here, but...
Can you send us home?
We can certainly try.
Then we don't care if you know what's going on or not. Just get us home.
Hey.
Hey. Are they sending them back?
Yeah. Doug and Chris are working on it. Stephanie, Rick, and Aster are there too in case anything goes wrong.
Good. Good, good.
Hey, have you been crying?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, listen.
You don't have to feel bad about this one.
But...
they were going to kill Stephanie. You stopped that from happening.
I'm sure there could have been a better way. If I'd just taken a moment to think instead of...
Sometimes you don't get a moment to think. You had to work with what you had at hand. Is that... do you still have the sword?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't seem to want to leave. Whenever I try to leave it somewhere, it just reappears right in front of me. It's weird.
Hardly the weirdest thing we've seen.
It makes me feel weird.
Well, I guess it's yours now.
I guess.
Hey, if you don't want it, I'm sure you can talk to one of the necromancers about it. Or go to the local wizards. Maybe they can sever it from you.
Maybe. I think I'll hang on to it for a while. It might come in handy at some point.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to come to my house for a bit? While you calm down?
Please. I love you.
I love you too. Now come on, get up. Can't sit in the woods all day.
So, what were the others doing today?
Something ghost-related. It's a long story.
I love ghosts. And long stories.
I know.
Wish I could have gone. Damn, I love a good ghost hunt. And you know what I always say?
Ghost hunting is a gaze-only event.
Exactly.
It is so good to have you back.
You've said that so many times today.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back too. Wow, okay, you are a lot more huggy than I remember.
Well, you've got a lot of hugs to make up for.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess I do. And I'm not complaining.
Hi, Mr. Romero. Sorry, Kathy. I know you told me to call you Kathy. Yeah, he's here right now. He's right here. It's your mum.
Well, don't just stand there. Give me the phone.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, he wants to talk to you too. I'm gonna give him the phone now, okay?
Hi, Mum. Yeah, I'm okay. No, you don't have to worry about me, it's fine. I've got Evan, he's looking after me, yeah. No, you don't have to come back just for me. I mean, obviously you can if you want to, it's not necessary. No, I miss you too. And of course I want to see you. Yes, I promise. I know, I promise. I love you too. So, how are you?
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode is written and directed by Alex Abrahams,
with audio editing also by Alex Abrahams.
Our theme music is composed by Jordan Hendrickson, and our cover art is by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Greg Kilgour. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Aquila Pullen as Esther Ross,
Eden J. Storm as Freddie Shaw,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
Sam Gerard as Maya Lowe,
Lucy Ann Cowling as Lizzie Russell,
Miles Jonathan Bagardino as Doug Ross,
Equinox Carnworth as Christopher Ross,
Chloe Peterson as Stephanie Wright,
Roswell Hellinger as Rick Wilcox,
Michael M. as Chip Romero,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
the illustrious Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
James Strickland as Barnabas,
Dizzy Cooper as Naomi Hamilton,
Karen Mallon as Jasper,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
Kaylin Bakken as Marie Austin,
Grace Demopoulos as Rose Bell,
Jordan Hendrickson as Ghost 1, Zoe Davis as Ghost 2, Livy Martin as Ghost 3. Thank you very much to our patrons, Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel, McQuaid Hiller, Cheryl Tumboken, and Miri Newman. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod, or if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at room56pod. You can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
What would you do if one day you came home to find your hometown destroyed by fire? What if people told you that it isn't the first time something like this has happened? That more towns have disappeared like this, but somehow no one has tried doing anything about it. When Rina comes home to the ruins of her town and finds a strange artifact in the debris, she can't shake the feeling that something isn't adding up, that it couldn't just have been an accident that caused this tragedy. And so, she sets out to discover what actually happened, encountering other people on her journey that know that the authorities aren't telling them everything. But luckily, Rina isn't alone on her quest for the truth, because you can help her take the right path. It began with the smell. She frowned down at the ground, her smile falling from her lips, her nose picking up something that hadn't been there a second ago. She looked up and sniffed the air. She couldn't place the smell, but as she got closer to her village, it grew stronger. Her frown deepened as she realized that she was smelling fire. Not a cozy wooden fire that fills your heart with warm feelings of home. It was a vile, biting smell that brought horrible news with it. It smelled of burnt wood, scorched dirt, hot metal. And behind it all was a smell that Trina's mind didn't dare place. Something that made her stomach tighten and turn. It smelled like scorched hair, melted fat, and boiling blood. The smell tore its way to her nose and clutched itself to her lungs so that it would never leave her mind again. The Heartpire is an interactive fantasy audio drama where after each episode, listeners can vote for how the story should continue. Find the podcast on your favorite listening platform and follow it on social media to get the latest updates. Or go to theheartpire.com to find transcripts, character art, a map of the kingdom, and other information.